Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 666, The Number of the Beast. Today, Kuzo asks,
what is your favorite writer's movie, as in a movie about being a writer, and why?
Okay, so here's my problem. Every one of them, and those of you who are regular listeners are going to find this hilarious, everyone, without exception, every one of my favorite movies about being a writer are Stephen King movies. The Dark Half, okay, The Dark Half was fun, but wasn't one of my favorites. Misery, The Shining, Secret Window, what was that, Bag of Bones?
The Shining is my favorite writer movie.
Oh, gosh, and why? Well, I mean, in Misery you have the obsessive stalker fan, and if you're at this long enough, you'll have one or two of those. So, it's always nice to know that it's a phenomenon other people deal with, even though, yeah, I know King was writing about cocaine, but that's what King thinks he was writing about. What he was really writing about was obsessive stalker fans, and we've all had them. And if you haven't, just wait. You will. Part of the name of the game with fame of any kind, unfortunately. And the dialogue between Annie Wilkes and... boy, tells you how great the characterization on the obsessive stalker fan is, because I can remember her name, and I can't remember the main character's name at all.
It also says something that when you're trying to remember the name of author character in Misery, all I can think is Linus.
Linus?
Remember the Robot Chicken parody of Misery?
Oh, that was brilliant. We'll have to link to that in the show notes. But the power dynamics between the author and the writer and are, the way they're explored are really fantastic, and they really do encapsulate a lot of the genuine relationship between writers and fans, and how fans always feel ownership of writers and the world, and how writers struggle with the expectations that fans have and also going their own creative direction, and how they can get locked in and trapped by those expectations and go stale, and it can be creatively crippling. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it's a very on-the-nose metaphor when she hobbles him, but it is an on-the-nose metaphor. It works very well. The Shining. Well, first of all, it's Stanley Kubrick, and what's not to like? But to go even deeper into the writer angle of it, The Shining shows a writer who is cannibalizing everything in his life for the sake of his story and writer's block. Read from a certain point of view, the way Kubrick set the film up, there's a section in The Shining when they're taking the tour of the hotel at the beginning, when the whole family is taking the tour, and when they walk through the great room, you see in the background someone who is wearing Jack's outfit from later in the movie, just a member of the hotel staff. And if you watch it through and you keep that in mind, after the first writing sequence, when you see Jack typing and we're zooming in on his back and he's actually writing something, after that first writing sequence, the whole movie starts to go weird. Well, after that first writing sequence, you can read the film as everything after that taking place in the novel. And so, read that way, it's a film about a writer who is cannibalizing everything in his life and making it into a gripping story, which is something that we do. And of course, the seriously abusive dynamic between the writer and the family members who just don't understand is not something that's all that unusual in real life. A lot of writers lose their first or second marriages over the fact that they write and their spouses don't understand, or they can't communicate well what it is they need, and they feel all this distance in the relationship, and no one's putting up with each other or communicating well. And let's face it, writers, being highly creative people, are weirdos and frequently have trouble, oddly, as professional communicators, frequently have trouble communicating interpersonally. And a lot of writers are boozers and have other problems like that. So The Shining really does capture, and frankly, again, the movie, way more than the book, captures something essential about the experience of being a writer, and I love it. Secret Window. based on the Stephen King novella Secret Garden, Secret Window, or Secret Window, Secret Garden. The film is okay. You know, I mean, John Turturro and Johnny Depp, hey, what's not to like? It's competently done. It's a lot of fun. It's about a writer who's suffering, who's got a fan who's stalking him because the fan's claiming that he's plagiarized one of his short stories. And I'm going to spoil it here for you guys. It turns out that the fan is his creative half, who's stalking his reasonable, rational half and trying to kill it off so that he can have a more unobstructive creative flow, because he's been prostituting his creative voice for stories he doesn't care about. And it's really twisted and really wonderful and lots of fun. Bag of Bones is about a writer who goes off on a retreat and goes crazy because the house he's in is haunted by the ghost of someone who was murdered there before, but it unlocks some major creative thing. And the writer's also grieving over the death of his wife, which has got him creatively blocked. It's either the death of his wife or a divorce, and it's got him creatively blocked. And that one really does very well capture the difficulty that creativity has working its way through trauma and loss. And so I really like it for that. So ironically, my least favorite writer, in terms of his authorly voice, has produced my favorite movies about writing and some of my favorite nonfiction about writing. So go figure. But those three are great movies. I highly recommend them. They're lots of fun as writers. There's a lot of other good writerly movies, but those are the ones that really jive with me, to the point that I'm having trouble really thinking of other great writerly movies, even though I collect them and love them. My collection right now is in a storage unit, so I can't look at the shelf. So, there you go. Thanks very much for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't